All right, so now let me give you my agenda. I have a group of guests coming up from Jamaica in approximately 2 weeks. The members of the group are people that are, in my mind, critical to making what I'm interested in seeing happen. It should include a guy who runs the computer labs that we've sponsored in the three prisons in Kingston, who also is the host of a radio program that airs on the community radio station, Roots FM, which has a footprint that includes the prisons and also includes the surrounding communities where most of the inmates' families live. We'll have the station manager of Roots FM. We will have the director of rehabilitation of the Department of Corrections. We will have the commissioner of corrections. We will have the former commissioner of corrections.
And this commissioner of corrections is a national level post, or
it's a national, yes. Okay. He is the head of, he's not at the ministry level.
Okay.
He's under the ministry
of justice.
Of justice. But he basically is the head of the prison system. We will have the former commissioner of corrections couple back, but he's the one that actually started the program that I want to focus on. And we will have the original organizer of the program that worked with this earlier commissioner in starting this program. All right, now the scene in Jamaica, in the prisons, goes back to the fact that they had the death penalty for many years, but for a long time were not executing anyone. So a large population built up of death row inmates. And the death sentence was totally eliminated in the early 90s, and at which point all of these 300 plus death row people who had been dealt with pretty much in solitary were released into the general prison population. So this was a cataclysmic social event. Into this environment comes a new commissioner, a guy named John Prescott, who is not from the correction background at all. He comes in from a military background. He's basically appalled at what he sees in the prisons. I mean, he can't believe the things that he sees. It's not just brutality, it's inefficiencies, it's this, it's that, it's who knows what. And he forms a partnership with a guy named Desmond Green, who functions basically as an inmate organizer.
But is an inmate?
No.
No, okay.
He's a consultant to the prison. He gets kind of easy run in and out of the prisons. He forms bonds with the prisoners. It's like he sees that if the prison is to become a place where a group of grown men live for the rest of their lives, it's going to be up to them to make it a decent place. And he also sees that the young kids coming into the prisons, naturally the people they look up to are the senior people in the environment. These are people with real authority and power. And at the same time that Prescott is introducing reforms and actually listening to the prisoners and respecting and cleaning the place up, he's got the enmity of the guards, who are the conservators of the old environment. And at some point, they go out on strike on the theory that the prisons will riot.
They'll collapse.
They'll collapse. They'll be called back in. And the prisons don't riot. Actually, there is some riot, and I don't want to paint too rosy a picture. But basically, the inmates, the teammates, take control of their own environment. And Prescott more or less runs the prisons for the 18 or so months that followed,
wow,
with a minimal the staff.
Wow.
All the guards, 600 guards out on strike. They eventually build up enough political muscle so that Prescott gets moved out.
Yeah.
All right, we're now from generations.
But in the meantime, down. The culture in the prison has changed completely.
The culture is there. The teammates are there. They have, they are their own.
It's really interesting.
Right. They
develop their own institutions, which become robust and,
right.
and are able to cope.
Now, there's been some dissipation, and anybody who's seen as a leader will get moved to a different place, and you know all of those. It's not a rosy context all around. I mean, all of the forces are still there. The old guards still have come back. They're back on the job. But as you say,
it's really interesting.
Right.
So we're 7 or 8 years out from there.
We've had a cycle that's gone through. We've got a new commissioner who seems to me to be a good guy. He has let Kevin, the guy who does the computer labs and the radio stations, work with prisoners. Desmond is out, lives in Hartford, although he'll be here next week. He has been blown away, the commissioner has been blown away by the progress that he's seen these guys make. He was invited to some kind of a contest that was put on that was like a quiz show format where both sides had to answer, you know, tough questions in like a TV format. And they blew him away. And it was good stuff. And so we're ready to go forward in a significant way, and the deep idea. We started with Jamaica as a kind of a case study for just seeing whether somehow digital technology could help a developing nation. And I picked it for a lot of reasons, but not the least was that Jamaica's got every problem in the world. It's got a crime problem that's horrendous, and yet it's got fantastic resources. Creative resources, physical resources.
A highly educated populace.
Oh, they've got a level of intelligence in their talk show radio, which makes us look sick here.
Yeah.
They have political talk shows, which are thoughtful.
And it's also a size of community where you can do some stuff.
It's an island, right?
I mean, we feel a little bit that way in Vermont sometimes.
but
you want to do something, you can actually go do it. You know, once you get the people lined up, you can do it.
And so the core idea is that if you're going to attack the core problem in Jamaica, which is crime, the best conceivable place to attack it would be by building a culture within the major schools of crime, which is what the penitentiaries
right,
are. And spread the culture from that core out through the whole island and through the population. So that's the big time objective.
I actually come close to realizing some of the corrections ideal in
exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. All right. Now I would like to do a study within the prison on the development, the nature and construction of trust amongst this developing culture. And I have as a doctoral student who will be here next on this occasion, a woman who was the Director General of the Ministry of Technology and has since left and gone to work for CARICOM, but is writing a thesis on prison rehabilitation and who I'd credit with directing me to the prison focus of this back in 2000, something like that, when she started. And she's already done some survey work in the prison as part of her thesis. I'm not focusing on her work exactly, except to say that she's already broken the pathways for doing research within the prison.
And they're comfortable
administering instruments, on helping her do it, setting things up. So the path is open.
And the prison administration is comfortable with the notion of being a bit of a laboratory.
So far.
Okay.
And we've got the prison administration here, so if they subscribe to the enterprise, then all right, we can push it forward. But that's when I come to you. That is, all right, here's this opportunity. Think of it as an opportunity. How would one give it substance in a way that was within our means, and we don't have to prove the world with it? The very act of doing the research itself has got to be affirming of the enterprise.